If you were a restaurant or hotel owner, wouldn't you love to be able to find out the price and availability of fruits and vegetables at the touch of a button? That ability is quickly becoming a reality, following the introduction of the Agri-Linkage Exchange, or ALEX for short. This online platform gives stakeholders in the food and hospitality industries access to a one-stop facility for buying and selling agricultural produce across the country. We tell you more about the impacts of ALEX on this week's Tourism Roundup. Also, stick around for our Know Jamaica segment. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. The Tourism Linkages Network is making it easier for purchasing officers and local farmers to do business. This as the rollout of the Agri-Linkage Exchange platform is now underway.
Pretty soon we'll be able to have full information as to where strawberry is, what price is it, as we're going to be sitting on top of the Ministry of Agriculture system that gives you the farm gate prices. So if St. Andrew will say strawberry is available at $2,000 a pound, we will know that the farm gate is $1,500 or whatever the mix is. So it's bringing information to the market, and our purchasing managers will know where the produce is, how much we need to pay for the produce. The financial transaction will take place offline, but we'll know exactly what the market consists of.
Head of the Tourism Linkages Network, Carolyn McDonald Riley. ALEX will also help reduce the reliance on imported food in the sector, enabling Jamaicans to earn more of the tourism dollar.
We want to grow our agricultural industry, but we will grow it if we know exactly how much it is we need to grow by. So the idea is that ALEX is an information exchange as well. We will know what the demand is from one side so that we can increase in the supply. But more importantly, we will know where the produce is. So for example, I'll tell you, a lot of our fruits, for example, mangoes sometimes don't pass Harbor View, and Negril really wants it. Negril is prepared to pay for strawberry, because if you import strawberry, the shelf life is one day. If you use our local strawberry, not only is it better in terms of nutrients and richness, but it has a shelf life of 1 week.
Head of the Tourism Linkages Network, Carolyn McDonald Riley. So far, feedback on the platform from tourism stakeholders has been positive.
Simply put, right, in the industry, you have the smaller hotel chains, many of them owned by Jamaicans, and many of them being Jamaican, they know where to get supply and product. The major growth we've seen as the international investors have come that have purchasing departments that are relatively small in Jamaica, taking instructions from a head office in another island somewhere. We've really tried to zero in on those foreign investors to show them, because they don't have the Jamaican roots.
Chairman of the Tourism Linkage Council, Adam Stewart. For more information on the Agri-Linkage Exchange ALEX platform, call the Tourism Linkages Network at 920-4926-30. In our Know Jamaica segment, Fort Newcastle. Nestled in the cool, inviting hills of St. Andrew, Fort Newcastle is located 2 miles below Hollywell, a popular picnic rest stop en route to the Blue Mountains. Fort Newcastle has an interesting history. The British established Fort Newcastle in 1841 because troops manning the lowland forts were dying of yellow fever in alarming numbers. The buttercups that grew in great numbers following the rains were blamed for exuding some sort of effluvium that caused the deadly sickness. The troops were stationed high in the forest at Newcastle, so they would be far enough away from the buttercup fields not to be affected. It was much later before someone made the connection between yellow fever and the hearty, thriving mosquito population that, along with the buttercups, also mushroomed with the rains. A civilian settlement later developed around the installation and adopted its name. That's it for this week's Tourism Roundup. On behalf of studio engineer Andre Sawyers and for producer Andre Palmer, I'm Vaughn Davis saying take care and one love.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.